Pahlavan, now leading Pakistani opposition politician, accuses Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif of secretly supporting U.S. deadly, that is, U.S. drone attacks in the country. Imran Khan, the head of the Tehreek-e-Insaf party, says the premier has failed to talk forcefully to the U.S. administration about the strikes, despite his earlier pledge. He also criticized the government for refusing to take the issue to the UN Security Council, which under Chapter 7 can take binding action against the attacks. He made the remarks after Nawaz Sharif implied that anti-drone protests are pushing Pakistan into isolation. Imran Khan has been spearheading an anti-drone campaign by blockading main NATO supply routes into Afghanistan. Anti-drone sentiments are running high in the country over civilian casualties of the drone strikes. Well, to discuss that further, I'm joined by Mirza Shahzad Akbar, who is the director of the Foundation for Fundamental Rights, and he's now joining us live now from the Pakistani capital. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how should we assess Imran Khan's statement? Is he being honest when he says that, you know, he is making a stand against drones, or is this simply him playing politics, do you think?
I think what Imran Khan and his political party are trying to say here is that it's not a Pakistan case is a strong case if you take it on the civilian casualties and high civilian casualties in drone strikes, and also at the same time imposing international law and international standards while countering terrorism in Pakistan through the drone strikes. We have to look at the background, because the Pakistani state has now categorically declared, and according to the Prime Minister himself, he has declared that drone strikes inside Pakistan are against consent of Pakistani state or government, and they are clearly violating the Pakistani sovereignty. And in that case, if U.S. still continues to violate international Pakistani sovereignty, then Pakistani state has a very strong case, and whatever measures they take, it is not alienating Pakistan in international community. And Imran Khan's statement has also come in light of the Peshawar High Court judgment. A senior high court in Pakistan earlier this year had declared drone strikes to be illegal, violating international law and Pakistani constitution, and denying fundamental right to life to its citizens. And therefore, the recommendation in the judgment or the guidelines given to the government were that Pakistani government needs to assert its sovereignty against the United States and take such measures to as stopping, for example, the NATO supplies to stop drone strikes in Pakistan. And I think in that, Imran Khan, I certainly not speak for their party, but I think that statement has to be read in this context.
Fair enough. So, you know, there have been allegations in the past that the Pakistani government or governments have been complicit in drone strikes, providing intelligence, etc. Will we see that complicity end, and will we see Pakistan finally standing up for itself?
I think this is the gray area which most of Pakistanis are really confused about as well, because if you look at Pakistani Prime Minister's stance, the current Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has categorically declared that drone strikes are without Pakistani consent and any Pakistani cooperation. But what we see on ground is that some sort of cooperation going on, because certainly the intelligence is not being gathered without Pakistani intelligence or Pakistani government or some part of the establishment machinery's participation. So that is the gray area which everyone is wondering, and I think that is what making Pakistan's case weak, and that is the area which we really need to concentrate. So if, for example, Pakistan is really serious, and by that I mean the current government and Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif about his claim that there is no consent given by Pakistani state, then I think the clarity in situation would come through if Pakistan takes its case of violation of sovereignty to the United Nations in a proper complaint launch in United Nations Security Council for violation of sovereignty. So I think that will clarify the situation. Before that, it's a very gray area. I agree with that there seems to be some sort of intelligence sharing at the same time, but after every drone strike, Pakistani state condemns the strike and asks for stopping of the drone strike. So this is a gray area which Pakistani leadership needs, and especially the Prime Minister needs to address to.
Indeed. Okay, well, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate you speaking to us. There was Mirza Shahzad Akbar, the director of the Foundation for Fundamental Rights, speaking to us live from the Pakistani capital.